from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Great to be with you on this Friday morning as we jam to some Zeppelin here from Borgata. So, all right, the Phils, it hasn't been good, and really for a while. Magic gone or not, you tell us. Now, one more thing before we get to the calls. Eagles made a trade yesterday. So, Dotson acquired from Washington. Now, the Eagles give up a 3. They give up 2 7s. They acquire Dotson and a 5. Interesting career first-round pick. Obviously, it hasn't panned out quite to the extent that Washington expected. They dump him. Sounds like there were some issues down there. They didn't love his effort, sounds like, in camp. Elliot, two-part question, and then we'll get right to the phones. Number one, how thin were the Eagles with their third wide receiver? Question two, what does Dotson bring to the table?
Yeah, I think the fact they gave up a third tells you how thin they were. I mean, Johnny Wilson and John Ross were their top two backups, I would say, outside of Paris Campbell, AJ, and Devontae. And they'd both missed the last week with a concussion. So in practice, they were having Joseph Ngod up there with the first team. Britton Covey was getting a ton of targets. Britton Covey got like 50 targets in training camp this year. That's how reliant they were, in a way, on him taking first team reps.
Can I just ask you this? Is Campbell any good?
So Campbell also missed a lot of time in training camp, which I think is one of the reasons they also felt they need to make a move, because he did miss time. I think he can be, at this point, a solid NFL receiver, like an average NFL receiver. I think the difference with Dotson is Dotson still has special qualities to his game. And the third round pick that they gave up, it's not nothing. This isn't Howie pooling.
I agree.
Yeah, like it is an asset that they gave up for this guy. But the reason I think it was a smart move is because, A, he's only 24 and he's played 2 years in the NFL. So he checks the box of helps the team now, but also is not going to be out of the league in 2 years, or you're only, you know, he could play the next 4 or 5 years here if he wanted. So they were incredibly thin at receiver, and what he brings them is an ability to truly move guys around. We think of him as a slot receiver because that's like the size profile that he is, but he has played more snaps in his career on the outside than he has in the slot. In fact, a significant amount. He spent the majority of his career on the outside. So by bringing him in, you, A, can play him in the slot. He's good at it. He has that skill set. But now you can move guys around, and if AJ or Devontae were to go down, Dotson profiles as somebody that could be a 5-6 week replacement for one of them, and they definitely didn't have that before.
Well, look, we'll see, you know, what you make of it. 215-592-9494. I mean, it sure does feel like an upgrade. Now, there's a cost to it. Obviously, you got to, you know, pay him, you know, first round pick salary, and you know, you give up a third round pick, get back a 5, give out 2 7s. So it's kind of convoluted there. But you know, giving up a 3 is no small thing.
Now they did have in 2025 have 2 third round picks.
Yeah. Yes. So. You know, but I want this guy to deliver for that cost. That's a, you know, that's not nothing. Someone's also not going to make the team as a result, and it's really interesting because you know Covey's going to make the team as a returner. So that's definitely 4 wide receivers. The two main starters, AJ and Devontae. Dotson obviously is your 3. Covey makes it, even though he might not be your 4th receiver.
Campbell.
See. Does he definitely make it?
Yeah, Campbell will make the team.
Well, then that's it, right?
Well, Johnny Wilson,
Johnny
too.
Johnny Wilson.
So I got 6 receivers?
So I think they're going to keep A.J. Devontae, Paris Campbell, Dotson, and Johnny Wilson. Absolute locks.
Well, they're keeping Covey.
And Covey. Well, so, yeah, Covey would be 6, yep.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's unusual. I'm just telling you, I wonder on this Paris Campbell thing.
They could keep 7, too.
Oh, they're not going to keep 7.
Well, we're looking over the – I mean, Anaya Smith was, what, a 5th-round pick?
Dude, I'm just telling you, some guys are getting cut that you might not expect.
Well, I think a difference with this team is they don't have 53 players worthy of a roster spot. Like, they probably have 47 or 48. There are open spots at the end of this roster where they can just keep guys because they drafted them. They're not loaded with talent at the end of the roster.
All right, so if you want to react to the Dotson acquisition, and obviously the Phils having lost again last night, 30 and 34 now in their last 64, and maybe for the first time this whole time, Seltzer, I'm just going to say it. It almost feels like they're playing with fire on a playoff spot.
Oh, God.
I disagree with
that. Yeah, I can't get there.
I'm not thinking about it much, but just know this. The Mets blew one one time. Obviously, we all remember it. They were 7 up with 17 to go. The Phillies blew one one time, and it's an all-time all-timer. They were 6.5 up with 12 to go. I mean, the Phillies right now are let me get this right here, are 7.5 up with 34 to go. Make of it what you will. I don't think they've lost the magic yet, but I think they better get their butts in gear. 215-592-9494. Andrew in Havertown kicks us off. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Joe.
What's going on, buddy?
So, early beat the hammer question for you. So, yeah. In 2011, Charlie Manuel relieved this coach from his staff. You know who it is?
Well, I remember he did one in either 10 or 11, so I'll just guess Mil Thompson because I know it was one of those 2 years during the season.
So then, why is it that Kevin Long has been absolved from any responsibility?
Wait a minute, hold on, you don't just get to pivot to your point. Ah, yeah! I mean, Andrew, that's the hammer being the hammer. Early praise here. Holy hell, man. Praise. And then point.
Yeah, Andrew knows it wasn't that impressive.
Not point,
you know? We all remember the Mil Thompson thing, you know?
And I go into that point because the 2011 Phillies had stretches like this where you had their pitching, you know, perform how, like, the Phillies are doing now. And now they can't hit. They can't hit. And they had a lot of better hitters back then. I mean, they had Howard and Utley. And, you know, I don't think as the lineup stands today is better than that lineup.
One of the problems, though, and 10 this applied to, and 2011 this certainly applied to, I mean, the bottom line is Howard and Utley were just going backwards.
Yeah.
They just were. Well, I mean, Howard and Utley were two players, and part of it was because they both came up later than most major leaguers come up that are excellent. I mean, those guys were in their prime extremely early in their career.
Yeah, they came up way later.
I mean,
Ryan
Howard's best year was his second full season.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it was an all-time great season.
Correct.
Well, do we know why Alec Boehm wasn't in the lineup last night?
No idea. And a better question, real quick, a better question is why the hell was Wes Wilson playing third? Put him in left field and play Sosa at third or something, but Wes Wilson is not a third baseman, and we saw that in spades last night.
Yeah, right out of the gate. Was that early? That was early in the game, right?
Yeah, 2 hours. He's abysmal.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, can I ask Elliot a question real quick?
Yes.
Well, hold on. He asked a question to me. Yes, you are allowed to ask Elliot a question.
So you think where are they going to carry extra players at, corner or wide receiver? Because you can't have both, obviously. So try to get down to 53 by what, by Sunday,
yeah,
right?
But no, by Tuesday. I think they could go heavy at both spots, and I think they'll go light at other spots. I think they'll probably only keep two tight ends on the initial 53. Mm. So that opens up a spot or two, depending how many you thought they would keep there. I think at line, offensive line, they could go heavy, but I also think there's a shot that they have such a smorgasbord of like the same guy in the interior backup spots that they could go a little light there and sign a few to the practice squad. I just think their best young players are at receiver and corner, so they'll just go heavy there and figure out the rest of it.
Andrew calling us from the great town of Jim Thorpe. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, Joe, when are you going to start addressing me as the great caller Andrew from Jim Thorpe?
Well, I guess that depends on the next minute or two or three. You know, let's see what you got, big guy. I know this. If Jim Thorpe called right now, I'd say the great Jim Thorpe, who's a freaking great caller. But, you know, you're Andrew from Jim Thorpe. You know, we'll see. Ball's in your court.
All right, my friend. So I would like to start off with saying that I wish you the most sincere bad luck during your beat.
Yes, well, it is a great call.
This is horrible. Jim Thorpe went through that to me, by the way. You know, greatness respects greatness, but go ahead.
He would beat you outright. but, hey, bro, the Jahan Dotson thing, man, I woke up to it. You know, I woke up, my phone's blown up, my boys are texting me. I'm actually really excited about it, honestly. I mean, you know, we finally have a third wide receiver who I actually know his name. and I couldn't tell you the last time the Philadelphia Eagles had that.
Well, everyone knew Quez Watkins' name, but maybe not for the same reasons that you know Jahan Dotson's name. But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we were saying this yesterday on the Go Birds pod, like with James. I don't know the last time they had a wide receiver three that was this good. I mean, there's been a lot of times they haven't had a wide receiver one.
Well,
do you know
that he's better than Aguilar in 2017? I don't know that.
So Aguilar played better than we expected in 2017, but I do think Jahan Dotson, through 2 years of his career, had a better start to his career than Aguilar.
You know what I know he's definitely better than? Quez Watkins. Yeah. A lot better.
You know, it's amazing, guys. For everything that went wrong in the Super Bowl, and there was about 20 different things 2 years ago, if Quez had just caught that ball, the Eagles probably win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Or if Jalen doesn't drop it, but yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, even if Jalen drops it, even with the field, even with the flag, even with the fumble, even with the false start, with all of that, if Quez Watkins just catches that pass in the first half, the Eagles likely win the Super Bowl.
And that's why Dotson's worth a third-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause while he will not be top, you know, three on the team in targets, he will have
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All thrown his way this year that will be very.
All right, Andrew, I need an answer from you, my man. Who or what? Or no, what had a moment?
Okay, so it's a what, not a who.
It's a what.
Okay, so this is quick thinking by me. You know, when I was a kid, you know, the biggest thing around were Heelys, the shoes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Rolling around on the Heelys.
So, I don't know what that is.
That had the wheel on them. You could wheel around.
Half sneaker, roller half skates. Roller skates.
Yeah.
Well, don't know it. I know Roller Girl. Don't know half sneaker.
Of course you know Roller Girl.
All right, 215.
Shout out to Roller Girl. Who's
that,
be
Heather
honest.
Graham?
Heather Graham.
I don't know.
Joe, are you recording these answers? Have neither of you seen Boogie Nights before?
Hold up. Have neither of you seen Boogie Nights? You don't know Roller Girl?
I'm guessing you're talking to me and Devin. No, of course I haven't seen Boogie Nights. Is that with John Travolta?
Are you serious?
Is John Travolta in that?
No, dude.
Devin, have you seen Boogie Nights?
No. Of course not.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
I know what it is.
It is absolutely one of the best movies of the 90s. That movie's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
I guess there's roller skating in it.
I'm going to give you two words. Sexually charged.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's not enough, you know? You're not even coming close to describing it.
All right.
Maybe I'll watch it.
215-592-9494. By the way, you guys know I got the random deep knowledge on stuff. Now, on this one, I got to actually go to my phone because I'm the dork. That when I read books, I take notes sometimes.
Oh,
okay,
no highlighter. You're not a highlighter.
I don't highlight, but I try not to take too many notes. But when I read something interesting, I try to note it so I can remember it more for the future. So the last caller called from Jim Thorpe. All right, some of you guys know this backstory to Jim Thorpe. I'm going to read right from my notes. This is a book I read last year. Thorpe, after he died, was not buried for a while. Patsy, his wife, was scheming again to utilize Jim Thorpe's status in some advantageous way. While in Philadelphia watching Channel 3, she saw a feature on a beautiful but struggling town in the Poconos. She decided to approach that town with the idea of burying Jim there. While initiating many endeavors around his legacy, they decided to rename the town.
Wow.
Hence, Jim Thorpe, PA, even though he had never been in, you know, Jim Thorpe.
What? PM. Well, never alive. Yep. Never been there alive.
Never been there alive.
I always thought it was because he was born and raised there.
So did I, Devin.
What?
The town wanted some popularity and recognition, and it's like, let's name the town after Jim Thorpe. And
is he still there?
So, all right, here we go. Addendum. Boys. Here we go. You ready? The last note from my book. In 2010, Thorpe's son, after years of trying other ways, sued to get Thorpe's body moved back to Oklahoma. After an initial victory, the ruling was overturned.
Whoa!
Then the Supreme Court refused to hear the
Supreme
case.
Court.
His body remains in Jim Thorpe, PA.
It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Wow.
Can you believe that?
I mean, great gesture by the wife to make this happen.
No, she was a schemer,
right,
man.
Well, it schemed awesome. He's got it. Who would know about Jim Thorpe if it wasn't this? Yeah.
All right, let's go to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, what's up, dude?
Hey, good morning, guys and Devin. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
Hello.
Well, anyway, Phillies, that topper is really, really getting to a level. It's annoying. Like, his decisions are really unbelievable. Sitting Boehm and Nick Castellanos fourth. And he's spending .248 or something. I know he's on a roll for last 2 months.
Well, someone has to hit fourth, Steve. I mean, I don't know right now that the Phillies have any good fourth hole hitter.
But I don't understand why, Castellano didn't take a day off all year. And, they're sitting these good guys. And I just don't get his logic. Even the night before, Kingery pitched 6 pitches in the 8th inning. And we go into the 9th inning with this so-called closer, and our nerves are shot. So I'm just not up to date with what his decision, why he's doing this. So, anyway.
It hasn't been good lately, Steve. He's made mistakes. By the way, the Braves closer last night, I mean, freaking mowed.
Iglesias is good. Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Starting pitcher almost had a 5 ERA and they're swinging at the dirt. I don't
5 ERA and a name that was like 37 letters.
You always do bad name. That's a bad name, that guy.
That's a horrible name. Horrible.
I'm glad Elliot's on the show today because I got a good question for him.
He's
the guy with the red shirt, Kurt, preseason guy, going to throw more interceptions in the first game than he did all preseason?
It's a great question, and I think we all know the answer to that is yes. After how much of a big deal the one interception, no interceptions was, it feels like a lock that he will throw one week one, but based off his play, I don't think so. He's done, obviously, an excellent job taking care of the ball. It's a noticeable difference how much smarter he's been with the ball this year in camp than last year.
So. All right, Steve, give me something that had a moment.
So, anyway, I can't say a sporting event, can I?
You can. Sure you can. What had a moment?
How about when Jason Kelce's speech?
So that's
a person.
Who.
It's a person.
That's
a
who.
Yeah.
No, that's a who. He's saying a speech by a person. That's
also, teams winning a championship, it happens every year. I know it was just once for us, but a moment. We're talking bigger than that.
I agree. It's not that Kelce didn't, but the speech didn't have a moment. Kelce had a moment.
Having a moment.
Yeah, no, well,
The Kelces are having a moment.
Yeah, the Kelces are having a moment.
Yeah, they are. But they're who's also. All right, so let's get more into the Dotson trade. Two pieces of audio here to play to present the yin and the yang of this acquisition. So let's first play Ross Tucker and some audio that he put out yesterday on social media. Here's Ross, who really likes the acquisition of Dotson.
It is hard not to love the Jahan Dotson trade for the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, the guy averaged 15 yards a catch and had 7 touchdowns as a rookie. He has more touchdowns than guys in his draft class like Drake London, Chris Olave. He has inside-outside versatility. The Eagles now control his rights for 3 more years if they elect to pick up the fifth-year option. The big reason why I think they did this is in case something happens to A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, they wanted to have a guy that they felt comfortable starting and a guy that could be their number 3 receiver. You got to love this move if you're an Eagles fan.
All right. Sounds great, right? That sounds great. Now let's get to Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, obviously, mostly known for his days in Washington as a great kick and punt returner down there for about a decade. But he had a couple outstanding seasons here in Philadelphia. And, he's someone when he talks football or even life, we perk up because there's a lot of wisdom that comes from Brian Mitchell and a lot of knowledge. And obviously he's tied in still down there to Washington to the scene that's going on with their football team. He joined Ike and Spike and Jack yesterday in the afternoon show. And he's not saying, Dotson can't play, but he is raising a pretty damn big red flag. Listen to Brian Mitchell yesterday on WIP.
What are we getting, B. Mitch, and Jahan Dotson?
Well, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year he didn't have a good year, and then this year I think he lost some of his confidence. He said it to several reporters that, I got to give my confidence back. And you know me, Ike. I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment a couple, like last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job. And, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete. Okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already. Because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
So some fascinating and, frankly, I'd say some concerning info from B. Mitch. I mean, I think one thing we know about Brian Mitchell, he calls it straight. You know, this isn't a situation like a team dumps a player. All right, let's dump on the guy. You know, let's sully his name on the way out the door. No, I don't believe that's in play here. Brian Mitchell saw what he saw, thought what he thought. And yesterday on WIP Express about a player the Eagles just acquired. You know, a buddy of mine who's a Washington fan, he told me, I talked to him last night, I was like, I haven't been following, you know, Dotson in Washington this camp, right? I mean, who was up here other than Howie Roseman? And my buddy told me about 10 days ago, Dan Quinn came out, their head coach, obviously formerly of Dallas, as defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn came out and said, yeah, we gotta figure out who our second wide receiver is. And my friend was like, when he heard that, he's like, well, what the heck? So they didn't like something about him, and it's probably the stuff Brian Mitchell Elliott was talking about.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way of saying they really mismanaged their talent there in Washington. I mean, Jahad Dotson was a first-round pick 2 years ago. So while I believe Brian Mitchell for sure, to me, that is more on Washington. If you've taken a first-round pick and managed him in a way where you think he's lost his confidence, then that's on the team. And Washington,
not entirely, but people are people.
I agree with that.
That you're letting the player off the hook with that.
No, I don't think I am, because Washington is not a well-run football team.
Of course they're not.
Yeah, so that's my point. Like, so yes, could confidence have been an issue for him? Yeah, but I think when you are a rookie and you go into a place like Washington that has bad quarterbacks, bad coaching, a decent roster, but they're not a winning organization.
Right, they're definitely not.
I think that impacts a player. So coming to Philadelphia, I think will be better for him than playing in Washington.
Well, I agree with that. Look,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.